Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast today. We're sharing with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8 and 9 talks about the way of the redeemed. It's a way of holiness, and the redeemed shall walk therein. This is a way that is going to lead you into victory. God has set that way for us. Remember that broad is the way that goes that leads into destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. And Jesus' way is the way of the Word. As you walk in line with the Word, that's the Word of truth. It's going to bring forth His life. And we need to put God's Word first place in our life. Romans 12, the Bible says that we're to consecrate and dedicate ourselves unto the Lord. The Bible says that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. God wants you to get yourself renewed to the Word of God so that you don't give place to the enemy. Separate yourself from the ways of the world and walk in line with His Word. You're being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Study the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show yourself approved, the workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It's so important that we study the Word and we get strong as we carry out His Word, being a hearer and a doer of it. The Bible says, be hearers of the doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be sure that you are a doer of what you hear. If you're just a hearer only, you're like the man who looks in the glass and he forgets what manner of man he was, the Bible says. And you will deceive yourself because you think you know something when you really don't. You don't really know the truth of God's Word until you are doing what you have heard. It's so important that you are a hearer and a doer, continuing in the Word, and then that Word is going to produce fruit in your life. We also need to submit to God. The way of the redeemed is submitting ourselves to the Lord. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. If you submit yourself to God, you're going to yield to Him. You're going to be adaptable, teachable, changeable, letting the Lord accomplish His work in your life. Because He's going to change. He's going to mold you into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the potter, we're the clay, and He is doing a work in you as you let Him have His perfect way. Also, verse 6 before that, it talks about how God gives grace to the humble and resists the proud. An important principle for you walking in the way of the redeemed is to humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord. As you humble yourself in the mighty hand of the Lord, He will exalt you in due time. And we do this as we cast our cares upon the Lord. Very important that if you're going to walk in the way of the redeemed, you got to trust in the Lord. Cast all of your care upon Him because He cares for you. Do not let cares, worries, anxieties, concerns get a hold of you. You cast every care on the Lord and you pray the Word of God and speak what God's Word says, because God honors His Word and He performs His Word in your life. Also, take heed about what you hear. Guard your heart. Take heed what you hear and how you hear, and keep your heart or guard it with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life or the forces of life. It's important that you guard your heart so you don't let anything negative from the enemy come into it. Otherwise, it will distort the way that you are to walk in. You're also supposed to deny yourself and crucify that flesh and put off that old man. We shared those scriptures previously of putting off the old man and putting on the new man as you are renewed in the knowledge of God. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That's a scripture over in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. He says that if we're going to walk in God's ways, we're going to be walking in the light. We're not going to be walking in the ways of darkness. And we're going to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But instead, God says, reprove them and expose them. Let me tell you, the Lord's looking for a people who will stand up for the truth, who will stand up in the ways of righteousness and declare the truths of God's Word, not only in their walk, but also with their mouth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Don't let yourself be yoked together with unbelievers. There's no fellowship with righteousness and unrighteousness. There's no communion between light and darkness. God wants you to be separate from them. Don't let yourself be involved in looking to other things as a source. There's no agreement between the temple of God, which you are, and idolatry. You are the temple of the living God. God says, "I'm going to dwell in you. I'm going to walk in you. You're going to be my people, and I'm going to be your God." That's if we yield to Him and if we allow ourselves to walk in His ways, the way of the redeemed, praise God. And we've got to come out from everything that is unclean. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 says this, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." The way of the redeemed, remember, is a way of holiness. And how are we going to get to that place? We're going to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. The filthiness of the flesh is dealing with all the fleshly attitudes, putting off the carnal mind, putting away everything that is of self, denying self. And the filthiness of the spirit are all the unclean spirits that we cast out to eliminate every negative effect from the devil. As you cleanse yourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, you will perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. And see, we're all going to come to the place of holiness. You know, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. He's coming back for a church that is going to walk in the truth and be holy before Him. In fact, 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says that the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, that the Lord knows them that are His. And He says, let everyone that names the name of Christ, that calls upon Jesus as their Lord and Savior, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You are to depart from iniquity. And He says, in a great house there's not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. Now some people think that, well, maybe I'm chosen to be a vessel of dishonor. No, you are going to be a vessel of whatever you accomplish, whatever you make of yourself as you either walk in line with God's Word or you do not walk in line with it. Look at verse 21. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, this is you purging yourself from the iniquity and sin, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet or able for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. It is our responsibility to purge ourselves from everything that is not of Him as we cleanse ourselves through the Word of God. And that will make you a vessel of honor. You will be sanctified because you've chosen the way of the redeemed. And you're going to be set for the master's use. You're going to be prepared to do the works of God that He's called you to do. James 1:19 says this, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. God wants you to be swift to hear. Always be ready to hear the Word of God and hear what God wants to say to you. Be slow to speak. Watch your mouth. Don't let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't let your tongue be one that's going to speak evil. Put away evil speaking. And be slow to wrath. Don't be one of those that reacts in anger all the time. Be slow to wrath and watch that you get any facts and get the understanding. And do not be one who reacts with anger and wrath all the time. Very important that you put away these things in your life. Because the way of the redeemed is a way of love. And you are to walk in the ways of love. And you need to bridle this tongue. You know, James 1:26 says this, that if any man among you seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. It's profitless. It's worthless, it says. A lot of people seem to be religious. But the question is, do you bridle your tongue? If you don't bridle your tongue, you actually will deceive your own heart. Because your heart receives what it hears. As you hear the word, it comes into your heart. But whatever you're speaking with your mouth is also registered in your heart. If you're speaking a bunch of doubt and unbelief and negativism with your mouth, you're going to deceive your own heart. And then no wonder you're not seeing any profiting from your walk with the Lord. It says the man's religion will be in vain because he's not watching his mouth. I tell you, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You need to watch what you're speaking. The Bible says that you can be taken with the words of your mouth. Your words can bring forth destruction. You can, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing, he says. And my brethren, all these things ought not so to be. We should only be speaking words of blessing. In fact, James 4:11 says, speak not evil one of another. Don't speak evil of another. If you're doing that, you're judging your brother. And this is very important. The body of Christ must come to the place of putting away judgment, criticism, fault-finding. God wants you to put away all that negativism. You need to start thinking good and believing the best of every person. Do not judge your brother. If you judge them with the measure that you've judged them, you're going to be judged accordingly. The Bible says, judge not. Don't speak evil. Put away the judgment. Put away the critical spirit. Get rid of that thing. So many people have a critical spirit out there. You need to confess that as sin and repent from it. Because if you have a critical spirit abiding in you, you are not walking in the way of the redeemed. And you will not, that's the way of holiness, see. And you will not see the promised land and the blessings of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fall or fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. It's your responsibility to follow peace with all men and holiness. And he says that, you know, it's possible for you to fall or fail of the grace of God. This is going to happen if you don't walk in the way of holiness. And especially get that bitterness out of your heart. If you have any bitterness towards people, let it go. That root of bitterness will trouble you and many will be defiled. See, God's called us to walk in love, hasn't he? John 13 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I've loved you, that you also love one another. He says, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. We all have been called to walk in this way. And it's a commandment of love, and God is expecting you to make the decision to walk in that way at all times. This is the way of the redeemed. Make sure that you're walking in it. Then God will bless you, and you will enter into the full inheritance that Jesus has for you. We're going to share more on this in the next broadcast. See you then. God bless. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.